My name's Ria Martin. I'm a current student studying fine art in my third year, and I've been volunteering for Nightline for 4 years. Nightline is a confidential listening service run by students for the students at the university. So from the hours of 8 p.m. till 7 a.m, students can call in with a range of problems. Maybe they're not getting on with their flatmates, or when they want someone to talk to, and we're there to just listen. Nightline helps students by being open when nothing else is. So there's a lot of well-being services at the university, but none of them are open past 8 p.m. Making a difference for students is sort of part and parcel of what we do. There have been a few calls where they're very emotionally draining, and some calls where you feel like, yes, I've really helped that person and I gave them all of my attention and they felt that they benefited from the call, and that's just the best feeling. And I think why people volunteer for the service is because they get a lot out of it. My role within Nightline is the coordinator, so I look after all our volunteers and make sure that the service is running as smooth as possible. I think I've benefited from volunteering with Nightline. There's a lot of skills I've learnt, sort of listening is a big one. My personal highlight volunteering is I was nominated for Volunteer of the Year.
Hi, I'm Anna and I'm a third year English language student and I'm on the RAG Society committee for this year at Northumbria. And the RAG Society stands for Raise and Give, and we're the fundraising society at Northumbria. So we have chosen charities every year that we raise money for through events and fundraising, and we also do one-off events for other charities. This year the causes we're supporting are Anxious Minds, which is a local charity supporting people's mental health. We also have a national charity, which is Crisis UK, and they support homeless people. We also had a student choice charity at our Freshers' Fair, which is the Rainbow Trust, and they support families with children that have terminal illnesses. With our local charities, they benefit from our support because we raise money for them, and this year we're also hoping to go into soup kitchens and actually get hands-on involved with some more local charities as well. We also provide opportunities for the students at the university to get involved, so it benefits them. What I've developed through being part of RAG is definitely my confidence. I was very shy when I came to uni, and when I joined RAG in my first semester, it was doing a RAG raid in Manchester, so I got to really get involved and meet people. I've also helped to organise events, so we had a poetry slam earlier this year, which was a lot more successful than people thought it was going to be, so that was really good. I think my personal highlight would be doing that poetry slam, because I was really involved with the organisation of that, and it was really great to see it come together and raise money for all the causes. I would absolutely recommend RAG as an experience for students. Yeah, you can do all sorts of different things and meet lots of different people. It's a really good way to get involved.
So my name's Hannah Dawson. I'm now doing a master's in my fourth year. One of the main projects that I've been involved with, based in Newcastle in Fenham, working with ethnic and minority women to develop self-confidence, self-esteem, gives them an opportunity to exercise. Obviously they have different cultural barriers to us, and obviously they can't go to facilities if there's any male coaches, so this gives them kind of like a safe option of somewhere that they can go. So then that's why some of them started, because that's how it's advertised as this improve your self-confidence, and I think it's definitely worked. The project has benefited the local community, not just in increasing people's fitness and physical aspect, but also social. Yeah, got people from different cultures that probably normally wouldn't spend time together that are developing self-confidence, self-esteem. At Sports Central, the facilities are pretty amazing. So people in the community, that might give them an opportunity to come and experience that. So obviously you have like schools or like kids camps, disability, sports as well. Just opens doors for people that wouldn't usually be able to take part. If another student was thinking of volunteering, I'd tell them to go for it. The opportunities that it creates are amazing. You don't necessarily always have to think of the money and do it for the money. If you're doing it voluntary, you're doing it because you want to do it. There'll be a lot more passion, commitment that goes into it, which I think is really important.